Welcome back, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush. Sean from Extreme joining us today on this absolutely beautiful Monday. Sean, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you, John?
I'm good. I'm glad the warm weather's here. It makes you guys, I'm assuming, much busier because my trips to the mountains here the last few weekends, especially this last weekend, Sean, with all the heat, I wish I could count and tell you that it was only on one hand, but I saw so many vehicles on the way up the pass and then, you know, back down on the side of the road. And granted, I don't know what all the problems were, but I can only imagine. And the majority of those, by the way, can be avoided.
Absolutely. A lot of overheating issues, I'm assuming. And I don't know about you, John, but this weekend I saw a few tire issues.
Oh, a lot. A lot.
Yeah.
Actually saw, even on the way down here today, Sean, I actually saw two vehicles even along, you know, 225. And I realize there can be road debris and things like that. But it's interesting that you watch, you know, all of the other vehicles that roll by and they're not on the side of the road and yet one is. And folks listening, please know this. Now, a new tire does not always guarantee you that you're not going to have a flat, you know, when running over something. But Sean, you and I both know that the thicker the tread, and depending upon where, you know, said item would land in the tread, your chances of not having a flat tire, at least immediately with good tires, is far better than those that are bald.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, obviously you got less, you know, more to penetrate with a new tire. And like you said, a lot of them are, you know, a little tougher nowadays too.
Well, and you just, to your point a moment ago, you just have more material there.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I think folks, you know, tend to forget that. Now, am I opposed to running a, you know, a little bit skinnier tire in the summer if you're trying to get things, you know, ran out? And what I would say on that, Sean, and I know you would too, is it depends. It depends on what you're going to be doing during the summer. Are you headed to the mountains back and forth quite a bit? Are you going to go on a trip?
Are you your boat?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to be doing multiple things, then, you know, having good tires in the summer is as important as it is in the wintertime.
Absolutely. I would venture to say you're probably putting more miles on the summer than you are in the winter.
Good point. Yeah. Okay, so talk to us real quick about tires. I know you guys do Cooper tires. Talk about that, the deal. And I know it seems like we wear that out, but there's always new listeners and folks that are joining us, or even folks that are just passing through that, you know, they need to know what the deal is as well.
Yeah. Well, we are a Cooper tire dealer, and we can get any tires, but we do sell Coopers at cost. And we do, you know, we can beat just about anybody out there price-wise. Right now, starting the 10th of this month, we actually do have a rebate coming up through the 5th of July. And you can get up to $100 off of qualifying tires. If you buy four of them, you get $100 off of the Discoverer Rugged Tracks. And then it's $50 off for the Cooper CS5 series and the SRX series, more of a SUV type. So
either $100 off or $50 off, depending upon what you need.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome.
So we always haven't been, like I said, we always sell them at cost anyway, so it's always a great, great time to get them here. And we do have, you know, roadside, you know, services and all that good stuff. Road warrior. You know what I'm trying to say here.
Yeah, no, I get to know road hazard and all that to go along with it.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah, you're covered. If you do, you know, run into the one of those nails or something like that, you know, we can get you taken care of at no charge and get you back on the road.
You know, Sean, one of the other things that I noticed this time of the year, and I know I'm not nitpicking here because it is something that I think we need to make more folks aware of. And I talked about this some this past Saturday on Drive Radio. And Sean, that is, you know, folks that are towing trailers. And I can always, for the most part, maybe always is a strong word, but for the most part, I can tell by looking at how a rig is set up, whether somebody tows a lot or hardly ever tows, or is a what I would call the, you know, virgin, you know, tow vehicle where they've never had a trailer behind the vehicle before and they're setting out on a, you know, some sort of an adventure, whether that be with a U-Haul trailer or a camper RV, something along those lines. And it's interesting, Sean, this past weekend, I mean, I could pick out, you know, numerous cases where you look at how everything is hooked up and how they're going down the road, and frankly the fact that they're probably driving faster than they ought to be for whatever the conditions are, and that's a whole nother topic for another day. But my point is this: you guys have the ability to help with the proper setup of tow vehicle and trailer. And I'll tell you that, Sean, there's a lot of folks out there that they go and buy a trailer, and I'm not knocking trailer guys. I mean, they're trying to sell a product and I get that, but you know, do you really want to rely on them telling you how everything should be set up, or do you want somebody like you guys at Extreme that are professionals that know exactly how it's supposed to be done and make sure things are dialed in before you set it on the road?
Yeah, you're right. You know, if you ever have any questions, feel free to call us. If you're buying one, you know, make sure that your vehicle, number one, can tow it.
Right.
Like you said, you don't want to rely on a salesman to, you know, sell you something that you don't feel safe with, you know, down the road. But yeah, we can always take a look at it and make sure you're set up the right way. Make sure all your lights are working and you know, you're good to go.
The other thing I know you guys do as well, Sean, is, you know, when it comes to even some vehicles where maybe the power of the vehicle and maybe its weight rating is even such that it's hauling, you know, it's okay to haul what you've got behind it, but there's load leveling devices and things like that that I think folks don't realize are on the market that I know you guys have access to where if need be and you need to do some leveling up of something, you know, rear of the vehicle or what have you, you have the ability to help in that area as well, right?
Yes, we do. We do a lot of rear suspension airbags, so they can help you out. If you got that big load on there, you just hit a button and, you know, the air takes over and levels you off and make sure you go down the road safely.
And folks, again, I can't tell you how many vehicles this past weekend I saw, you know, trucking up and down the mountain. And I will just tell you, Sean, if they're not hooked up correctly and I can see things aren't right, I do my best to stay away from those vehicles because they're the ones that, you know, if there's going to be an accident, it's typically going to come out of those types of vehicles where they're just not set up correctly. And I don't think, and again, I'm not trying to knock the trailer dealers at all, Sean, because, again, they're trying to sell a product and I get it. But to your point earlier, is that really who you want to rely on for making sure things are really dialed in and are ultra safe? And in defense of the trailer guys, Sean, they don't know how you've loaded everything once you got the trailer home either. So, you know, you may have left there and everything may have been just fine, but you went home and loaded up the back end of the RV or the truck and the front end of the trailer, and now all of a sudden things are way different than when you left the trailer company.
Sure. Yeah, that does happen. So like you said, if you want to give us a holler, let us know what you're doing and swing it by and we can take a look at it and make sure you're safe.
The other thing I can tell you guys that Sean and the guys at Extreme do as well is one last thing, and Sean, we don't talk about this enough either on either one of the programs here, is the trailer brake end of things. You guys have the ability to look at the brakes that are on the trailer, especially if it's something that you've just gotten out of storage, making sure that things are up to speed, they're working correctly, the brake setting itself on the vehicle is, you know, the brake controller is set up correctly and so on. You guys have that ability as well, right?
Absolutely, yeah, we do that a lot. We also do a lot of DOT inspections, so we know how to handle all that kind of stuff for sure.
Perfect. All right, Sean, what's the best way for them to get a hold of you?
303-841-1071, or they can always go to extremeautorepair.com.
All right, and again, folks, you can go to klzradio.com. There's a form there, too, that you can fill out and get a free tire rotation or some wiper blades as well. That's Extreme Auto Repair. Again, find them at klzradio.com. Sean, we're finally into summer. I'm glad. I'm ready for the weather change as well. And, you know, next time we'll talk, it'll be right around the 4th of July. So you guys have a great June, okay?
Yeah, as well.
Thanks, Sean. As always, I appreciate it.